Welcome to another exciting episode of Business Day Spotlight, your go-to podcast for the latest trends and insights into the world of business and finance. I'm your host, Dise Tsomotsweneng, acting editor of Business Day. And today we have a special guest with us, Ricardo da Silva, CEO of Webull South Africa. Ricardo has been instrumental in bringing the innovative retail share trading platform Webull to our shores. With a background that includes stints at global tech giants and a vision for transforming the way South Africans trade, he's here to share his journey and Webull's ambitious plans for the local market.
Ricardo, before we dive into the nitty-gritty, could you start telling us about yourself and your journey, the journey that took you to Webull?
Sure. Thank you for having me here. I've been in financial markets for over 20 years now. I've worked in South Africa. I am South African. I've worked in London for several years, and I've also worked in Australia. From a young age, I've just had an interest in stocks and markets and how the global economy works and how it influences our lives in various ways. And my long journey to Webull, it's been a long journey. I've worked for several other brokerages. And, a year or two ago, Webull approached me asking if I'd be interested in helping them set up in South Africa with the aim to expand into the rest of Africa. And, their philosophy and their approach and the products they want to bring, it resonates with me. And it's an approach that I think works for Africa and South Africa. And it's something I wanted to be a part of. And it's a fantastic company. Hardworking people, best technology you can find, and that's why I decided to get involved, and here we are trying to bring something incredible to the country.
I mean, for those who don't know, what is Webull? Like, what do you do exactly?
So Webull's an investment platform. Ultimately, what we are trying to do is connect your retail or your everyday investor to global investment opportunities, wherever they are. If something is happening in Japan, we want the South African investor to be able to easily react to that and be able to participate should they choose to. So we are building a platform with state-of-the-art analytic tools, research tools, and access to information that is generally only available to your sort of institutional type investors. And we're doing that in a way that's in the palm of your hand. A lot of these tools are on different systems and machines, but the future is the mobile phone, and we're a mobile first platform.
Gotcha.
That's why we're trying to make that our primary platform, that gives you access to any kind of information and tools that you would need to make well informed investment decisions.
So you would compare Webull to, say, Robinhood? Is that more or less the kind of
In the US they are certainly one of our competitors, and a lot of people do relate us to them.
Sure.
I think in many ways we are very different. Our platform is probably for your more, sophisticated investor, right. Has more research and analytics tools, like I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
If that's a way to frame it, I guess we are quite similar in that respect.
Yeah. I mean, as you say, you've made a splash overseas, riding the meme stock wave and zero commission trading frenzy. But South Africa is a different beast. Can you explain what makes you so confident that you will succeed in this market?
Look, South Africa is the gateway to the rest of Africa, right? And, we at Webull, we have a long-term vision for our various markets around the world. We see Africa as the future. We think the products that we are bringing to South Africa are right. Right, we all understand and know the economic challenges that are in South Africa and on the continent, and a lot of the investment products that are available to South Africans, especially through online platforms and things, A lot of those are leveraged products, and products that maybe your average investor, they're complicated at the end of the day. They're complicated products. And you know, we're wanting to bring real shares, access to real ownership of companies, the traditional way, but in an updated platform with you know, online trading and investing. We think that our platform in a way provides a tool to our clients to make those informed decisions. You know, we don't want to make the correct investment decisions. You need access to information, and for too long, it's only been available to a select few. And you know, retail investors generally don't have access to that. And we're trying to change that. We're trying to give them that access and those opportunities. Our platform itself, you know, has been built with the state-of-the-art technology that we have some of the best developers, some of the best minds in finance and technology as part of the Webull team on a global basis. And we think that's what South Africans and Africans deserve, a proper investment platform. You know, it's not like you can't get access to shares in South Africa or U.S. shares. But it hasn't been straightforward and it hasn't been cost effective.
Right.
And we're looking to change that. We want to make it nice and simple for clients to have access to those global opportunities wherever they might be.
Right. Based on your research, as we just said, there is an opportunity here. And you mentioned that you see South Africa as a gateway into the rest of the continent. Based on your research, what is the size of the market opportunity here? Let's just focus on South Africa.
On South Africa for now. Look, the goal is to reach a million clients in 3 years. That is the goal. With our research and looking into the local market, we think there's a great opportunity here. There's definitely an appetite for it. You know, you just need to look online and you can see how much interest there is in being involved in global markets. But to do it in a way that is, I guess, relatively safe. I mean, there's always risk with investing, but, you know, when you have the opportunity to own some of the best companies in the world in an affordable way, because that's been the problem, is that being able to access real shares from South Africa, you often have to send your funds offshore and there's a cost element to it. That eats into your investment capital.
Right.
It eats into your returns. And we want to come and change that and provide that opportunity to easily do that in an affordable way. You know, starting in South Africa, we have the best regulatory environment on the continent. We have great banks. We have, great legal systems. It's a great place to start our African journey, right? And South Africans, you know, it is a well-developed market. It's South Africans do like investing, but the opportunities have largely been, again, like I said, on, you know, more of your leverage type products. And through us, you can access fractional investing, which means that even if you have a little bit of money, you might not earn a lot, but you can invest in the best companies in the world from as little as $5 and slowly build up your portfolio over time, right? And start to take advantage of the power of compounding that you do if you consistently build your portfolio. And we also provide tools to help you do that. You know, we've got recurring investing. You can set up your account where every month X amount of funds goes into Apple, Tesla, Netflix, or, you know, your traditional ETFs, like something that tracks the S&P 500, if that's all you want to do. You know, South Africans deserve that opportunity to be able to take advantage of these global opportunities.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned a million clients that you could potentially sign up. I mean, surely you're going to be eating someone's lunch. I wonder who that would be. From my top of my head, I'm thinking Easy Equities. Is that a fair assessment?
Look, Easy Equities is a fantastic platform. They've done extremely well in South Africa. They've they've shown us the opportunities that are here, right? But I think at the end of the day, we do operate in quite a different space to them. Our platform, like I said, it combines, your institutional grade tools, right, with low cost investing. And I think that's what we bring that's quite significantly different is a platform that is technology driven and lower cost investment charges and things like that. So there will be an overlap of clients, I assume.
Yeah.
But I do think we're targeting a bit of a different kind of client than they are.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned costs and simplicity as part of your secret weapon, I guess, in trying to get clients. Can you elaborate, give us a little bit more color on that simplicity and cost? Are we talking about free commissions here?
In terms of our low costs and we are the lowest in the market, 25 basis points. As we develop, we will look to even lower that further. You open an account with us, it's commission-free trading for the first month, and then we regularly run other promotions where we either offer free shares for attending things like webinars. We want to incentivize good behavior, behavior that helps clients build those portfolios. And in terms of other secret weapons, it's the quality of information that you can get access to. It's things like we have something called Sage Tracker, right? Sage Tracker shows you what Berkshire Hathaway are investing in, what right. they are holding, what ARK Invest are holding. We've got broker ratings. When companies release their earnings, you can easily download their earnings on the platform and have a look at it. We even have the earnings expectations versus what really came out from their earnings. So I think it's the features and the quality of information that is available freely to clients that really sets us apart. Mm. And then you combine that with the low costs that we provide, and we feel that that's a winning formula.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in our conversation, you mentioned robust regulatory environment in South Africa. Have you obtained your license?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we are licensed in South Africa. Yeah. We have an FSP number here in South Africa. The goal going forward is we will soon be also offering onshore products. Mm-hmm. At the moment, we're prioritizing access to the US markets. It's the deepest, most sophisticated market in the world. I mean, over the last few weeks, it's all been about America.
Yeah.
So that will develop over time. We carry on developing the platform and building on from there and offering clients the things and the products and markets that we think they will enjoy the most. And we listen to feedback both locally and globally and develop our product offering as we go forward. I mean, we're quite excited. We see what's being offered in our US office, for example, and we're excited to start bringing more and more of those products here and develop that slowly over time.
Right. You did say that in 3 years, you're thinking 3 million.
Sorry, 1 million.
Sorry. So let's say 10 years, is that something? I mean, where do you see that evolving, that 1 million, say, after 3 years?
So a lot of it, I think, we'll obviously focus on onboarding our clients directly.
Mm-hmm.
We see that there is a great opportunity to also partner with a lot of other institutions and provide them with our technology. We're already speaking to a few different companies and things, and we see that as being a way that we can expand relatively quickly. Mm-hmm. We're confident in the product and the platform that we're offering to bring that on. I mean, we can see in the client numbers the rate at which we're growing the client base. And, you know, that is the goal. It's ambitious,
sure,
we know,
but
we think it's very achievable, you know, by backing our platform and our products and by partnering with people. You know, we also, you know, outside of South Africa, we're starting those strategic conversations to partner with others throughout the continent. And we think, you know, by providing that technology, we can achieve those goals.
All right. Just one, two final questions, if I may, Ricardo. One is, you are currently offering U.S. stocks. Are there any timelines in terms of trading South African stocks? We do have like some pretty liquid stocks here.
Look, South African stocks is definitely a priority. And one of the items at the top of our list. However, currently the priority is to ensure that our access to the US markets, it's our primary products, right? It's where our company started in the US. And so the priority is to make sure we can provide our clients with seamless access to US markets. That being said, we are already starting talking to other providers and things to easily be able to offer South African shares. But we want to do it in a way where we ensure we can provide a seamless experience, high value for clients, and that takes time. You know, we don't want to rush it because otherwise it's just going to be like everybody else who offers South African shares. So it is something we're definitely working on. We are hoping that we will be in a position to offer South African shares by the end of this year. But it is a process, and we're working through that process, and there's a lot that needs to happen on the back end so that the experience is at the quality that you would expect from Webull.
My final question is your business model as Webull. I mean, there are concerns about conflict of interest based on your business model. How do you assure your clients that, you know, you are looking out for their interests?
So, look, I assume you are referring to payment for order flow.
Yes.
Look, and that's the U.S. model, right? It's how we are able to be commission-free in the U.S. In South Africa, it doesn't quite work like that. It's not we're not able to offer it like that. But we are able to offer it in a way where our commission rate is the lowest in the country. There is some controversy, as you say. We've gone to lengths to assure our clients in the U.S. That we there is no conflict of interest in that sense. We think that actually it works the best, right? Is the client wants to trade a stock at an X amount of a price, and we put it through, and we get paid for getting that order settled through some of these high frequency trading houses. The client often gets a much better price than what they are seeing, and the conflict there, you know, we with our various relationships in America, with the different brokerages that clear those trades, you know, we try and standardize the contracts as much as we can.
Right. Ricardo, thank you very much. I mean, this was really insightful conversation. Have you launched, by the way, in South Africa?
We've done a soft launch.
Okay.
So you know, you can open an account with us. We are working on trying to improve certain functions on our platform, so that the funding of the accounts is as seamless as possible. And once we resolve that, which we hope to do in the next month or two, then we can really start to push in South Africa. We're really just laying the groundwork at the moment here, setting up the operations, setting up the systems, so that we can really start to push. And that's why we're coming and speaking to the likes of you. Yeah. We're letting people know that we are coming and we are setting up so that we can really get things going and really start providing the value that we want to give our clients.
Great. Thank you very much. You made the right choice by speaking to us. We are the authority when it comes to these kind of things.
So I know.
All right. No, thank you very much again. We are truly grateful. Is there anything I forgot to ask that you would like to add?
Tetzel, thank you. Look, thank you for having me here and inviting me. You guys have been really welcoming. From Webull's side, it's a case of us looking to build our brand in South Africa and build that trust, right? In this business, it's all about trust. And by doing these things, we hope to show the South African public that we're a company they can rely on, a company that wants to do things the right way, as well as provide our users and our clients with the best possible tools and access to the global market. So we are working very hard. We have an excellent team that we're building here in South Africa and on a global basis. I mean, I've worked for many companies around the world, South Africa and the UK and various other places. And I've never worked for a company quite like Webull, where the work ethic and the quality of work that gets produced is on another level. Yeah. And what also helps is it's a global team that we work with on a daily basis, with some of the most incredible people, some of the most intelligent people I've ever met. So, we're very excited, and I feel personally fortunate to be in this position to be able to try and bring something like this to South Africa and Africa.
Great. Thank you very much, Ricardo. I appreciate
Thank you.
It.
And that wraps up our enlightening conversation with Ricardo da Silva, CEO of Webull South Africa. We hope you enjoyed learning about Webull's unique approach and what it means for the future of trading in our country. If you have any thoughts or questions, feel free to reach out to us on our social media channels at Business Day. And I've been your host, Disetso Motsweneng, acting editor of Business Day. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and stay ahead in the world of business and finance. Thanks for tuning in.